21.
Approval ratings for Congress are at or near record lows, and lawmakers are under growing scrutiny. Joining us live this morning is Brad Fitch, who's president and CEO of the Congressional Management Foundation. And they have authored a new report that gives us an inside look at life in Congress. Brad, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Mike.
Now, it isn't a trick question, is it? How much work do members of Congress do?
Well, it's not a trick question, but it's important to note that this is a study that's not looking at their work product, but in part at their work processes and their work ethic. And it's the first study that's been done of this kind, and we did it in partnership with human relations experts at the Society for Human Resource Management. And one of the surprising things that most Americans will find is that members of Congress have a pretty strong work ethic. They spend about 70 hours a week when in Washington working, and when they're back home, about 59 hours a week.
Now, what do they think is the most important aspect of their jobs?
Well, they think the most important thing that they need to do is staying in touch with constituents. 95% of the members of Congress who responded to our survey responded that way. But they also seem to have a pretty strong dedication to public service. 84% said it was very important to feel invested in the job that they are doing, and 84% said feeling that you are performing an important public service is very important to their job.
You know, I want to know if you were able to discern the level of frustration from this, because many members of Congress in recent years have decided against running for re-election, saying this gridlock, which we refer to as this inability to get any problem solved in D.C., was just getting to them.
Well, we didn't really drill down that far in terms of looking at their work product, but we did find that there was some level of frustration with their work-life alignment. When we asked them were they satisfied or not satisfied with certain parts of their job, the thing that came up least satisfactory was spending time with their family. Only 16% said they're happy with that. But I think you touched on something really important in pointing out that there are members that are frustrated with a lack of accomplishment. And that's one of the broader sort of underlying answers that may come out of this particular research is if you do have a motivated workforce and you do have people that are working very hard and yet their employers, i.e. the American public, are not satisfied with the work, what does that say about potential solutions to the processes?
Great point.
Brad, just a quick question here. What about the perks of the job, the prestige, things like that?
Well, it's very interesting. I don't know if prestige would be something that they look at, but they definitely like sort of this extreme work environment. We found a study by the Harvard Business Review that looked at extreme jobs, and there are people that thrive on the idea that they're making a sacrifice for a greater good. They also are reporting being very connected to technology. I mean, 24/7 is sort of the workload for members of Congress these days. So they definitely are getting their you know, enjoyment and their drive and their fulfillment out of the contribution that they're making. But as you point out, maybe those contributions aren't translating in ways that are tangible and at least visible to their constituents.
Now, you know, you asked them to in many ways talk about how they spent their time. And I was really struck by how little personal time they have. Even when they're back home, they only have 8% of their personal time with their family and friends. When they're home, that almost seems unhealthy.
Yeah, and that's one of the other questions one must ask as management experts is if you have a workforce that is engaging in this high-stress work environment where they don't have enough time to, frankly, recharge their energies, does that lead to higher turnover? Does that lead to, frankly, less effective or less efficient processes? If we were talking about a factory, that might result in a more defective work product. The factory here is the democracy of America, and the work product are policies that affect millions of Americans. And so you got to ask yourself, are there things that we should be looking at that might give them more of an opportunity to recharge their batteries and frankly, perhaps be more effective at what they're doing?
Brad, thank you.
Thank you.
Brad Fitch, President and CEO of the Congressional Management Foundation. He's also authored a new report that gives us an inside look at life in Congress.